This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Side. I'm Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. It is great to be back. Hi, folks in the Facebook room and on 52 terrestrial stations all over the country and the GCN network. It is great to be back here. If you are on Facebook, you can follow us at Real Side and chat away, folks. There is a lot of folks in there that have a wonderful conversation with each other and talk about the issues of the day. Some of the smartest people on the interwebs. And you can also find Real Side at RealSide, therealside.com. And if you want to call in old school style, just give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So it is really great to be back here in the chair. So much is going on in the world as we speak right now. But in our first hour, I would really love to have a discussion about what is going on in our media. Not just on our cable news and the mainstream media, but what's happening on our sites that we like to go to. We've discussed this before. Last time I was in the chair, we discussed throttling of the Twitter accounts and the Facebook feeds that people are unfortunately not seeing as much as the content providers would like. We're also starting to see somewhat of a, I would say, a change of heart by the American people regarding what is going on in the news. And it doesn't surprise me, and what I'm talking about specifically right now is that CNN, their numbers have absolutely cratered. Nolte comes out on Breitbart. He says that there is a death spiral, and it's continuing as CNN loses one-third of the primetime audience. Now, let's be honest, folks. If you lose one-third of 100 million viewers, you've still got 66 million viewers. But when you lose one-third of 600,000 viewers, that's a considerable chunk. And how many of those are just walking through the airport with a roller bag, you know, or sitting in the shoeshine chair at the airport, Clockwork Orange style, where they have no choice? If you think about it for a minute, if their numbers are around 600,000 views, the country, the United States of America, has 325 million people. It's like a third of a percent. It's not even that. My maths are obviously way off. I mean, we're a fraction of a fraction at this point. And what Nolte reports here is the far-left CNN ratings death spiral marched into last week as the fake news network lost one-third of its primetime viewers and a breathtaking 55% of its demo viewers. When compared to this the same time last year, CNN also lost 21% of its total day viewers. Well, how bad is this? Now, you can't blame a slow news week because not only was President Trump on an overseas trip, but as you'll see, CNN stands completely alone in this massive audience implosion. Now, MSNBC's numbers are down as well. They're shifting the deck chairs on the Titanic as well. They got a new production team coming in for their day show. And so we're seeing this in a lot of the mainstream news. Why is this? Why do you believe that this is? Well, if we take a look at, first of all, let's take a look at the actual numbers. Primetime viewership compared to the same week last year, Fox News is down 4%. MSNBC is down 4%. CNN is down 33%. And you listen, if you're a business, if you are a business model, maybe you should start being a little bit more introspective, that maybe people don't like the fact that they've been lied to for the past 2.5-3 years about this whole Russian collusion narrative that they've been pushing forward. You'd think they'd be somewhat introspective about, well, maybe people are finding themselves that they don't like to be lied to. Well, the fact is that the exact opposite is happening. Don Lemon and Jim Acosta assert that CNN is not an anti-Trump outlet.
Defend the people because we're devoted to the people. You and I, Don, our families, our parents, our kids, our loved ones, we all think about all of those folks when we come into the office and do this job on a daily basis. We're not here to spin things or, color things a certain way. We're here to give the people reliable, accurate information on a daily basis. That's why we all come into work every day. Yeah. We get a high out of it.
The equivalent of cognitive dissonance here, that they see themselves as holding their feet to the fire. Where were you when President Barack Obama's feet needed to be held to the fire? Where were you on Benghazi and Fast and Furious and if you like your plan, you can keep your plan? And about a dozen other huge controversies of the Obama administration. Where were you? Instead, we're complaining here because Donald Trump's vest is too long when he's standing next to the Queen of England. That took up a segment. People are sick and tired of it. And what's beautiful, what is absolutely, I think for me personally, gratifying to see, is that this business model, Zucker's business model, is absolutely imploding. It's failing. I want to talk a lot more about this, and also not just about CNN, but the mainstream media and the media online as well, and how, we need to get our voices out. So to join me after the break, we have David Carter. He is an incredible guy. He's a contributor over at Ricochet.com. He is a military historian as well. So we can go in a lot of different directions with David. He's a good friend, and he's got a great podcast called The Deplorable Radio, Radio Deplorable on Ricochet's network. So we're going to bring him on right after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It is really great to be back with you tonight at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
If tomorrow all of
little Greenwood to open it up. You know, I'm wearing an American T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Are you watching this? If this is about patriotism, I know I'm a few weeks too early here with July 4th coming up, but Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at the Real Side Radio. And again, if you are on the Facebook, you can check us out at the Real Side, have a conversation with all of the wonderful listeners on there as well. And you can also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So before the break, I was talking about this implosion, this incredible just collapse that is happening over at the airport network known as CNN. And to talk about what is happening in our media, plus a whole heck of a lot more, I am delighted to have joining us a good friend, the purveyor at Radio Deplorable at Ricochet.com, David Carter. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for joining us. So, first of all, I got to ask you this, because you kind of seem to have your finger on the pulse of everything that is happening in our media. You are an observer. As a contributor over at Ricochet, you write so well, and obviously you talk about this on your show a lot. But do you think with sites like CNN or news channels like CNN, that people are just, after the last couple, 3 years of being lied to, that they've just woken up? What's going on here?
I would think that they would be, and I would think that the CNN's ratings, although I don't follow their ratings closely, I would think that their ratings would bear that out. You can only take so much hogwash before you change the channel. That's why radios have files, right? You can listen to other things, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing.
You know, it's interesting because when you have a conversation with people today and you talk politics, you still hear the same talking points that people are going to go, I think, in my opinion, to their grave. Do you see a shift at all, though? Because I'm obviously on the left coast. You're in the heartland. You're in, you know, in the heart, Louisiana, Tennessee, which one? You're right there with the real people.
I'm in Tennessee, but my heart's in Louisiana. So,
yeah.
You've got the diehards, right, on either side of the aisle. But I think, and I follow some dear friends of mine, went to high school with some other folks that are on the left side of the aisle, and they remain adamant. It's the political equivalent of the Flat Earth Society. Regardless of the evidence, regardless of who started the whole Russian collusion thing, they will take those talking points, as you say, to their grave. Some folks in the middle, I think, are persuadable. And some people actually just listen to the empirical evidence and arrive at their own conclusions. Not as many as I like, but I think perhaps that tide is beginning to turn from the folks that I listen to.
And when you say the tide is turning, what antidote do you have? I mean, evidence, anything in there?
Well, I deal a lot with the public in my daytime job in retail, so I get to talk to folks from all across the spectrum. And folks that you would think would be fairly hardcore, particularly here in Memphis, which is a blue town, and they listen. They have heard the lies. They've heard enough to where there's a chink in the armor, if you will, of CNN and the mainstream, quote unquote mainstream media. They've sensed that they've been sold a bill of goods here, and so they aren't convinced necessarily that everything is hunky-dory with the Trump administration, but they are open to listen, and they're open to the possibility that their news sources for so long might have gotten a few things wrong.
Does this turn ever, or are we just going to continue going down this hill? Because obviously liberal media, and I know this is a continual subject for us on the right, we've been complaining about it for as long as I've known about politics, but it seems to have progressed in the last couple of 3 years with the the candidacy and then the inauguration of one President Donald Trump. Does it ever turn?
You know, I don't know. One of the things that has turned, and I think it could be to our advantage, is that the left has turned hard left. They've gone full bore to as far to the left as they possibly can, and I think that tends to discredit them a little bit. When you start telling people that their jobs really aren't that necessary, they need to be working in the oil industry, for example, things like that, or they're going to be taxed into oblivion for folks. I drove an 18-wheeler for 15 years, and I heard firsthand the plight of owner-operators, for example, for whom just a little tick upward in the cost of fuel can be the difference between surviving as a small business and not. So when they hear about the green energy plan and things of that nature, that's going to raise their cost of doing business, I don't think it really persuades them. In fact, it may persuade them to move to go against the people that they thought were on their side in the first place.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking about it from the standpoint of business owners as well, because you deal with people, you're in the retail sector, you're dealing with people that are surrounding you who are business owners. What are you hearing about trade right now? Because I'm hearing one of two different things, and allow me if you will. One side is, Trumpism, whatever he's doing, it's a means to an end, and let's get Mexico, let's get China to come to the table, this is the way to do it. And on the other side, I'm hearing folks that are business owners, retailers especially as well, who bought
their goods before the end of last year. When you're buying stuff from overseas, that's generally what you want to do. Your price is cooked in for the next year. So they have to either raise their prices 25% and lose market share, competition, or they have to absorb that loss themselves. What are you hearing?
Well, there's an awful lot that goes, particularly in the brick-and-mortar retail side of it, difficulties even beyond the trade issue. As the Internet increases and people can buy their goods without ever having to leave the house, and it saves a trip to the mall where, for example, if you're in Memphis, they stand a real good chance of being mugged going to and from their car. There's that aspect of it as well.
Wow.
The business owners that I talk to, particularly in Memphis, where I am, they're more concerned about that aspect and the foot traffic diminishing than they spend a lot of time talking about the trade issue. And personally, I'm of two minds about it. I've always thought of tariffs as a tax on the consumer. And it doesn't strike me as prudent to say we're gonna even this out by charging the consumer more in the end. However, the gambit seems to have worked with respect to Mexico in the last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that aspect where you think that this guy in the White House might be just crazy enough that you might ought to do more of what he wants. And that's a good thing. I like other countries worrying a little bit more about what our president may or may not do. It keeps them off balance, and I think that's a good thing overall.
Yeah, as of airtime right now, it looks like they're going to be putting National Guard set down at the border in southern Mexico, and they seem to want to be coming to the table. They can't afford, obviously, a huge loss there. So you would stick around after the break. I want to get into some of your writing as well. We've got David Carter, who, by the way, real quickly, Dave, tell folks where they can find you and your show.
Well, I'm on Radio Deplorable. You can find that also at rickshay.com, or you can just Google Radio Deplorable. Or if you want to check out the back issues of it, then go to Dave Carter online and look there.
Yeah, fascinating guest. A great, incredible radio voice. This man is a veteran of so many things, but broadcasting, you can hear it. We'll be right back after the break here. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. Stick around, folks. Right back after the news and the weather, news, and weather. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of court for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
Back in March, the administration turned over 17,000 documents on the 2020 census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm still cracking up from the sound drops here. This is great. I am having a blast. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe at The Real Side Radio. We're live on Facebook and our website, therealside.com. There is a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, or if you want to give us a call, 855-732-5563. And just to introduce myself to those folks that haven't heard me before, although I think everybody on this Facebook room are good friends at this point. I'm Dave Sussman. You can find my show, The Dave Sussman Show, Whiskey Politics on YouTube. You have probably found me in other places along the internets, including where our guest right now, Dave Carter, also writes, and that is Ricochet.com. And speaking of writing on Ricochet.com, Dave, your latest screed on a given Sunday. I got to tell you, I was reading it. I was drawn in. You interweave religion and the complexities of the different roles that we play when you're in a church, as opposed to going into politics, and bringing it all together in this. It was poetry, my friend. And I recommend everybody go to ricochet.com and find On a Given Sunday. Tell us a little bit about this article.
It was, well, you're very kind. And first of all, thank you very much. It really was a stream of consciousness, or what passes for consciousness in my case. There were so many things happening on that particular day. I was preparing for a podcast that I would have with you the following week. And then there was the issue of going to Mass and the different things that happened there. And so it was just all weaving that together. And there are anecdotes. Something happens during the day that reminds you of something else that happened years ago. Preparing for the podcast with you took me back to radio days when I was in the studio doing all the prep work and having a good time with that. So it was just basically, listen to the voices in my head, right? When I was over the road years ago as a truck driver, I was at a truck stop in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and there was a guy wearing a baseball cap that said, "I do what the voices in my wife's head tell me to do." So what I did that day was just basically write what the voices in my head were telling me. So I'm glad that you found it intriguing, though. That's very flattering. Thank you.
You write, here's an interesting dichotomy that has emerged between the difference in tone of my written work and my broadcasting. When writing, a certain voice takes over in my mind, and that voice is equal parts Mark Twain, Bill Buckley, and my grandmother. And you go on to talk about your family. I read that, and I was thinking to myself, the dichotomy that we have in our heads today, the political voices that we have in our head, as you just referred to, they do come, I think of us as playing different roles in our life. You're a father, a friend, a husband, a worker, you're a broadcaster on the radio, whatever it is, you're playing that role at that time. Do we have different voices in our head regarding our politics and our religion and those most... what identifies us as who we are today?
I think so. You know, we use the term echo chamber, right, to describe the things that we hear from our favorite media outlets and our information sources. But those voices echo sometimes in our heads as well, which is why we keep going back to them. So you'll find yourself, when you're talking politics with someone, depending on their level of awareness, will tell you, will depend on who they quote and who you're hearing through them. Some people just channel various folks and voices through their head and through their mind, and you hear that. And who they're channeling can be very informative as to what their sources are and how informed they really are.
I think we can circle this back to how we opened up this hour, and that is what we're hearing from the media, because you talk about echo chambers. I agree with you 100%. We're all so locked into our echo chambers today, and the question is there any changing of minds once they are locked in?
Absent something culturally or otherwise cataclysmic, I rather doubt it. I think there was a changing of minds on 9/11.
Yeah.
We had some folks, prominent folks on the left, that said, you know what, this is nuts, and I'm going to go with the side that is trying to defeat and to defend us from these maniacs. And so when something like that happens, yeah, it reorders the sensitivities and sensibilities of a lot of people. But then you see in time some of them troop back to the other side that helped bring all this about in the first place. So absent something, as I say, cataclysmic, no, I don't see a lot of changes. Maybe some changes on the margin, but that'll be about it.
I remember a Hollywood star. He was one of my favorite at the time, and he's unfortunately passed away way too young. His name was Ron Silver. I don't know if you remember him, bearded guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was right, a big-time liberal, and 9/11 came around, and he did a 180 unlike anybody I've ever seen. And he told and this is, I can't believe 9/11's 18 years ago now, but he was telling people, he says, all of his roles dried up. Everything dried up. So how many people do you think, I mean, I know you're not in Hollywood or anything, but business-wise, just generally speaking, how many people are afraid of coming out and telling the world and pollsters and friends and family how they really feel about situations with the fear of losing opportunities?
Here I see a different sort of, dichotomy, but there's a change. Okay, I work for a large corporate, high-end retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And in that world, there is a certain mindset, not necessarily an agenda, but there is a certain mindset, and you transgress against that at your peril, I believe. Now, in small business, I'm sure that I have like that before. Well, no, that was not a problem at all, and you could say what you thought.
Yeah, well, as a small business owner, you're your own boss. But the question is, do you lose opportunities that you don't even know about? I mean, I can attest to that myself personally. There's definitely been a difference between the time that I came out of the conservative closet, that is, and I kept myself quiet in business. There's definitely a loss of opportunities, and I'm not the only one that could suggest that. So, I mean, that's kind of their control mechanism on the left, isn't it?
I think so, and they have a huge grasp, the left does, on our cultural thoughts, or our cultural identity. And going back to Hollywood for a minute, our mutual friend, Andrew Klavan, mm-hmm. When he started taking more of a conservative stance, I mean, things kind of dried up for him as well. Not completely, but I mean, it certainly became a lot harder slugging for him and for some others. So there are consequences. So what you do is you kind of keep your head down. You stay away from the more tendacious and caustic issues, and just do your job, keep your head down, and go home.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're seasoned in radio. You've been in broadcasting. You obviously have your own show at Ricochet.com, Deplorable Radio, Radio Deplorable. Got to check that out, folks. It's fantastic. And you said in this article here that on the air, I found myself increasingly indulging my mischievous streak, informed by the attitude of a seasoned curmudgeon whose cynicism was growing commensurate with my exposure to the power and political theater I encountered in the senior and flag rank power circles of my duty station. Talk about that, because I found that to be, there was just so much in that meaty sentence right there.
Well, when I did the show, I was stationed in North Carolina, and I was had just come back from a tour of duty, 1 year tour of duty in Korea. And while I was in North Carolina, I'd made a couple of trips to the Middle East as well. So I've been to places where what we would call the pointy end of the sword. And that is oddly enough where I thrived. I come back to the States, and it's just a very bureaucratic mentality that I encountered on base, particularly in the senior ranks. The job that I had as a base historian, I was working directly for the general. And so I saw what happened in that power structure, and at times it was dismaying. The political theater that you would hope that those ranks would be inoculated from. Well, it was like a soap opera at times, and so the radio show was kind of an outlet. Now there was no connection between my active duty life and my life on the air, but I did find that on the air I could kind of vent some of this in different ways. My show was a cross of Don Imus and Wolfman Jack and every other crazy loon I heard on the radio, and my own mischievous tendencies. So there was skits and poking fun at people, and just kind of had a lot of fun. We poked fun at everybody, most of all me, for example. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Listen, we need more of you, and folks where we can just listen and sip a drink and laugh and also be informed as well. One of the things I really enjoyed about what you do and your work is that you just don't have people screaming at each other. And I think that's really tearing us apart. The fabric of our, you know, the seams of our fabric as a society is just with this incessant, continual, you've got to be outraged at 11. And I completely forget what last week's outrage was. I'm going to forget today's outrage in you know, by the time I go to sleep tonight. So anyway, can you stick around for a few more minutes after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. I'm delighted to have my good friend David Carter joining us, and we're going to be back after the break. A few commercials here to pay the bills. Don't get away, folks. We'll be right back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman. Thanks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is
companies accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Was that Naked Gun? I mean, that's Naked Gun. Anyway, Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina. Delighted to be here with you folks at The Real Side Radio. We're live on Facebook and our website, therealside.com. Chat room on the website, and you can also hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. And give us a call at 855-732-5563. We're continuing our first hour here. We are delighted to have and very privileged to have David Carter. Dave Carter, you can find him at Dave Carter Online as well, right, Dave?
That's it, DaveCarterOnline.com. That's my own little corner of the universe.
There you go. Check out his website, folks. It's some great reads and some great podcasts and everything we've been talking about here, including his article on A Given Sunday is up there, as well as Ricochet.com. So during the break, Dave, we were talking a little bit about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who says that Christian beliefs
are not allowed, and pro-lifers are like racists and anti-Semites. Let's do a quick little view here if we can get her 7-year-old voice.
I think there's some issues that have such moral clarity that we have as a society decided that the other side is not acceptable. Imagine saying that it's okay to appoint a judge who's racist or anti-Semitic or homophobic. Asking someone to appoint someone who takes away basic human rights of any group of people in America, I think that I don't think those are political issues anymore. And we believe...
So what she's referring to is obviously basic human rights is the right for us to rip a fetus out of the womb as late as 9 months. We let in and we were talking about your article on a given Sunday. Obviously, you come from a place where you have Christian beliefs. When you hear something like this, a Kirsten Gillibrand, who, by the way, Dave, is polling, I think, at 0%. So I don't think she's going to be our next president, but she's out there. She's got a mouthpiece. What are your feelings on this?
And she's from New York, or something?
New York. Yeah,
right?
Senator from the great state of New York.
Yeah. To equate the idea that we ought not go around slaughtering human beings with anti-Semitism, for example, which manifests itself, as we all know, in the slaughter of human beings, is morally, intellectually, and historically incoherent. It's insane, to put it politely. And the idea, and the fact that her polling is so low in a place like New York, I think is incredibly demonstrative, at least that there's some people in New York that have at least some common sense on some things. And that's a good thing. I don't know. She went on to say about the separation of church and state, and that we don't take away basic human rights of any group, except of course if you're a Christian, right?
Or if you're a baby.
Or if you're a baby, because it's right to life. It just doesn't exist. I can't get into her head, which is good. I imagine it's a frightening place, but I just don't understand. How do you make it, Dave, of the anti-Semitism being equal to anti-abortion beliefs?
Well,
it's just stunning.
It's a very interesting point that you raise here, because I think that when we talk about the left today, and leftism, generally speaking, everything is about identity, and it's about identity politics, and it's all one big barrel of identity. So if there is hate in any regard, that you have to include Islamophobia and anti-Semitism and homophobia and everything else, and it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel here. But when we're talking about this, they automatically go to relating something they disagree with to something so egregious as anti-Semitism or any other ism or phobia or whatever it may be, that this is their default, that I don't think they have the mindset, they don't have the brain power to separate and delineate real issues here. She's from New York, Dave. Okay, New York, like Virginia, was the state. They turned the Empire State Building pink when they went ahead and approved the ability to essentially do what is I think all intents and purposes, is infanticide, right?
Right. Well, and it goes back to something that we talked about in the last segment, Dave, and that is we were talking about the Democrats having taken a hard left turn, and that obligates them to do, as you say, whenever to have a default reaction to everything they disagree with. So on a scale of 0 to 10 in terms of moral outrage, they take it to 11 on every single thing. But what it's done, and again, as I said earlier, I think it works to our credit to some extent, but they've rendered themselves intellectually and morally incoherent. But I'm sitting here just, and I've been around a while. I mean, I'm a seasoned curmudgeon. this is just astonishing. This is just jaw-droppingly crazy. And I can't get my mind around what I just heard.
So, okay, let's take her out of the equation, because if we're taking a look at the left today, and you've got 22 or 23 other candidates that are all basically all saying the same thing. Even Joe Biden, who by many is considered the quote-unquote moderate one of these guys, he reversed course, right? He said that before he voted for it, he was against the Hyde Amendment, right? I mean...
So there really isn't a place for moderation now on the left, is there?
Well, he's pulling a page out of John Kerry's book, isn't he? That he was right. Before the thing against you.
Exactly.
He's kind of having his own issue with trying on different sizes of flip-flops. And he'll do what he has to say. Now, I have to say, with respect to Joe Biden, my family has a little bit, oddly enough, of interaction with him. I had a cousin who was in the Army. He was at Walter Reed. This is several years ago. And egregiously wounded, hurt. And then Vice President Biden was making a trip through Walter Reed during the holidays, and so he came in and met my family and made a tremendous impression on them because his son was in the military as well. So he was there in the capacity of one military family member / parent to another. And so that was very meaningful to them, and I respected that. But you can do wonderful things and still have some awful policy ideas and ideological issues, right? And that's I think he's suffering from that. Now, whenever he changed words or changed beliefs on this, was he using his words or someone else's?
Who, Biden's? Yeah, he plagiarizes, yeah. So I think, you know, you have
right.
Everything he says is dubious. In fact, I think, who was it? Avenatti. Right? He used Avenatti's words
right.
yesterday. He says, let's make America America again. Dude, who is your handler? You just basically plagiarized the guy that's got
right.
like 400 years facing him in jail.
There was a politician that I think it was Churchill said of a guy that he's a man of his most recent words. I think in respect to Biden, we're seeing that he's a man of his most recent plagiarism. You know, if it works, he believes it, right? So I don't know.
Listen, he lost his first run at president. What was that in what year was it? 88 when the plagiarism
yeah.
issue came out, and then he ran again in 2008, and he was a one percenter. Okay, Obama basically carried him onto his. It was a surprise that Obama chose him. A Delaware senator is not exactly delegate rich, right? It's because, and a lot of people said, well, because Obama was a first term senator, he had zero experience. You know, he was like 23 years old or whatever it was at the time, and so bringing Biden in was gravitas. But I don't know. I mean, the guy is, first of all, he's going to be the oldest president ever in history if he does win this thing, and he's an old white guy. Where is the progressive left? He's leading in the polls right now, but where's the progressive left on this identity politics and you know this,
shaking in their limos is where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's going to have to bring a Kamala Harris on with him if he's going to want to have that, you know, get that. You know, I think that, you know, the kudos from the deep left who don't want to see anybody white or male.
Yeah, right. Well, and maybe Biden could bring in a ventriloquist as a, well, never mind.
All right. So, okay, let me ask you a question, because I'm really enjoying this, and I know we're coming in for the last couple of minutes here. We can continue all night with you. Okay, it is now June of 2019. This is an off-election year. If you turn on the news, it's all about a horse race. One poll came out today. It's Buttigieg. The next day, it's Kamala Harris. The next day, it's Bernie. But where do you see this going right now? And I'm asking you, I know you're not of one, but I'm asking you, look in your looking glass. Prognosticate 2020 for us.
Oh, well, you see, what powers of political persuasion I have rest on me not prognosticating. But, you know, I'll just go on a limb and say Bernie, if there's still a pulse at that time. He's been at it for so long, and there will be a substantial faction in the Democratic Party that says, you know, he was cheated last time. We do know that much, thanks to the pro-Clinton forces
yeah.
in the last election. They did everything, including tilting the debates and everything else against him. So why not? I mean, he's no further left than anybody else out there, but he's been at it a long time. Give it a shot. And as long as they're making a hard turn to the left, hey, he was far left when far left wasn't cool, right? So he's got staying power.
Do you think the vernacular socialism, okay, democratic socialism, he is embracing it. Normally when somebody throws that at you, you think of it as an epithet, and you try to distance yourself. But they're going to stick with that, right?
No, I think so. I believe so. I hope so, too.
Yeah. Find Dave Carter, folks, at Dave Carter Online. Fantastic site. DaveCarterOnline.com, is it?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And also find him at Ricochet.com. Dave Sussman will be right back after the break on Top of the Hour at Real Side Radio. Cheers, everybody. Thanks, Dave.